Okay. You often talk about gladdening and lightening the mind. How do I do that? Many thanks for your teachings. Part of it is there's many aspects to it. I mean, part of, when I say, gladdening in the mind is just not taking yourself so seriously is one. I mean, sometimes we take my practice and me and what I'm getting and trying to get, and that becomes very burdensome. Learning how to lighten up a bit about practice. But also bringing to mind, and this is where using discursive themes, using thought, because bringing to mind generosity, giving, sharing, loving kindness practices, compassion practices, bringing to mind the opportunities for gratitude, appreciation. Sympathetic joy, mudita, like taking. Mudita is the opportunity, delighting in the goodness of others, or the good fortune of others, or the accomplishments of others, and especially in an extremely competitive culture like America, that doesn't happen so often, or it's not. Usually default option. But it's really something to contemplate, because if all we're doing is practicing, thinking about our own progress and accomplishments and what we're getting out of the practice, there's only one of us, and there's like 7 billion other people on the planet, and just the odds are somebody's doing something good. So I mean, it just ups your odds a lot to expand your scope, rather than it being about me. That lightens the mind, and you're really giving that opportunity. Objects of devotion, recollecting Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, really gladdens the mind how fortunate we are to come in contact with these teachings. So there's many, many ways of directing attention and bringing to mind things that lighten the mind. Even in terms of lightening the mind, the perception of light is really bringing in on you. Because sometimes, it's easy for the mind to kind of collapse in itself and it gets really dark. But to really, perception of light, bringing up that bringing to mind light. Sitting with one's eyes open, letting light in, visualizing light or color, it really brightens the mind. So, lots and lots of ways.